This is WKSU News. I'm Tim Rudell. Akron-Canton Airport's longtime CEO introduced the person who will succeed him after he retires. Rick McQueen and Ren Camacho sat down with us and talked about the present and the future of Northeast Ohio's second-largest full-service airport. Rick McQueen has been with Akron-Canton for 36 years, including more than a decade as CEO. Ren Camacho has been an executive for the Cleveland Department of Port Control, which oversees Cleveland-Hopkins, since the early 2000s. They'll work together for 3 months on the leadership transition. Camacho says they are already of one mind about what makes the airport go.
My goal here is to build upon Rick's legacy and Fred before him, making sure that the community is aware of why Akron-Canton is an important community asset. And to that end, understanding the community's needs, meeting with them, meeting with local chambers of commerce, conventions and visitors bureau, as well as the Stark Summit County elected officials. They need to be at the table to rally around this facility, which has been well-maintained, well-kept over all these years, to continue to be a vital regional asset.
Well, the importance of community may not have changed, but the business certainly appears to have. So how are you going to sort that out and deal with it?
The last few years, a lot of the airlines, legacies, and even some of the low-cost carriers have been consolidating much of their facilities and operations at hub airports. So we as a regional airport have to make the case to the legacies and the low-cost carriers why we are vital and why air service to some of these airports like Akron-Canton is important. And a lot of that is having the airlines, they're one of our key stakeholders here, obviously, to get them at the table to offer ideas and thoughts.
What's the leading thought likely to be?
This is a viable Northeast Ohio, right? Let's expand the discussion. You can get up to Cleveland and have a successful day as far as recreation, or if you're a business traveler that wants to do business in Cleveland, maybe Akron-Canton, keeping our prices competitive is something that we're going to strive to do.
McQueen says he thinks some of that is already happening at Akron-Canton.
When I first started here, we were truly Akron and Canton's airport. Now we are truly the second entry portal for Northeast Ohio. So it started, and I think Ren's correct, that needs to be expanded upon, that we are a region now, and there's a lot to explore here. So I think that's a wonderful strategy that can be grown from here on out.
So when airlines are making decisions on where to put services, do they ever think about things like putting routes at an airport on spec, because that would raise the airport's profile, strengthen its marketing capability, and draw more passenger traffic to that location that they could take advantage of?
I'll take that one.
If we knew what they thought, we'd be a hub right now, I have to be honest with you. But I think they do think in those terms. But to Ren's point, our job will be to get them to the table and inform them of what's going on in the region. And some of the more exciting things that have been happening, Hall of Fame Village, you know, Lock 3 down in Akron, the Shell play that is still here. All of those make us more of a destination than we are today. We've been trying to relay to the carriers so far, and it's something that will have to be continued.
Both Camacho and McQueen say part of the strategy has to be about engaging both the community and the airlines. Camacho says there's one other group that's important to engage.
Our employees. We want to make sure that our employees are in, you know, have the same mindset, understand where we're headed, why we're headed in a certain direction, and listening to them, empowering them, engaging them as frequently as possible is something that I look forward to.
Those are the departing and arriving Akron-Canton Airport CEOs, Rick McQueen and Ren Camacho. I'm Tim Rudell, 89.7 WKSU.